In the Sikha, the Rebbe discusses Ba'arichas, that there's a Yid, was leik tzachavek for an Ebeshter, which is nizbatel to the Ebeshter, but it stays a dynamic of two. Rana Tachtim, which is nizbatel to an alien. Tifer from them, there's another way, as it's lechatchila nor dem alien. And the Tachtim farlir tzach in ganzen, and faran nor vidr alien brings a chareis durch dem Tachtim. That it becomes a dynamic of one. The Rebbe compares this to the difference of a shliach and an eved. A shliach vi botoler eris to the mishaleach, it's a dynamic of two. Versus by an eved, it's a chatchila, a dynamic of one. And the eved is only echad min nichse yod. And to understand this better, this difference, in order 22, the Rebbe is mitzayin to a maimer meyitin toshin vav. Over there, it explains that, it discusses this idea based on the difference of atzilus and bia. Similarly, there's another sikha, Chelik Chav Zayin Parshas Bahar. Over there, also the Rebbe goes to the difference of Eved and a Shliach. And there also the Rebbe references it to the difference of Atzilus and Bia. So maybe we'll borrow some of the terminology which is spoken about in Atzilus and Bia, and to understand the difference in Aveda, and to understand the difference over there, and from there we'll be able to appreciate and understand better and was Tzutzuchop in Uzer Maimer. There's a Moshel which is brought as follows. Frana chacham gadol, and betzem kei chachmasi. A real chacham, betzem kei chachmasi. And a state in the site in Farad Baal Shem Tov, where there is different shuls. The anoshim pshutim live on their own, and within the anoshim pshutim, every trade has their own shul. And it comes to a shul of shoemakers. The Baal Shem Tov atuns galer and tamedarf tanav as yisro lechet begashmius. And he takes interest in their job and their trade, and he explains them how they're able to make shoes in a different way, and they'll do a faster production and more results and gringerheit. And the Elam buys in. Shortly after, the entire Elam, they start making shoes, and this way the Chacham Gadol advises them. And it makes a major mapecha, a major revolution. Chesheta Ayin, so you're going to see that there's really three different kvutzes in this shul. V'ran ein kvutze von Yidin. And they're doing what the Chacham Gadol does, and they're making more profit. But they're actually pretty upset about it. We're more comfortable with the way it was Amol. And this is too different than what they're used to. So they're doing it. But they, in their heart of hearts, they wish that things could have been different. That's one kvutz of Yidden. There's another kvutz of Yidden that know that they're very happy with this new development. And they're very much invested and involved mit agresa gishmak and agresa shturim. And they're making more profits and they're more tzufriden. But they're shoemakers. They were shoemakers. They are shoemakers. Just much, much, much better shoemakers. There's yet another kvutz of Yidden, which after realizing, they're able to see a bigger picture. And after realizing, Akekumen da Yid, in 1 second he turned everything over, start realizing that the Yid is obviously special. When they cook in Zichzus for the Mchachem Gadol, and they become ace shoemakers. Rather, they become Shamoshim and Chsidim from the Mchachem Gadol. They have Ein Tafkid in Welt. So Meshamer said them Chacham Gadol until the Farsim Shmei Be'elam Afaran Da Yid, which takes care of Yidden v'chulu v'chulu. They come to another place. Let's speak about this third kvutza. Come to other cities and the people ask them, "Was willst du? Is it about the Chacham Gadol? Who's the Chacham Gadol?" And the Metara, the Gadol of the Chacham Gadol, is such that even though he's not a shoemaker and we're shoemakers for hundreds of years, and one day he was able to revolutionize the Ganze Mais. Ad kan is de meis. Versteht sich that even this third kvutza, as much as they're trying to bring out the Chacham Gadol, they're not really bringing him out. On their end, they give up everything. They're ace shoemakers. And so again, saying you need to bring out the Chacham Gadol. But how do they describe the Chacham Gadol according to their capacity? What's their capacity, shoemakers? What do they take from the Chacham Gadol? The Chacham Gadol is able to revolutionize how to make shoes. It's true. I bring ganzen nishen dem bashteter. The Chacham Gadol is a Chacham, and that means the Chacham is Chacham Elikis, and Chacham is Hamais is Bein Arich the Chacham Elikis. So when you describing the Chacham Gadol as an excellent shoemaker, as a revolutionary shoemaker, is Yesh Makom Leimer. It's a bigger Helen Vehester than Agili. It's more concealing the Chacham Gadol than expressing him. It's as if Lamoshel saying that someone's very very rich because he has a nickel. It's true, he has a nickel. But trying to capture his richness and the fact that he has a nickel is a bigger helim than a gilui. Describing the godless of the Chacham Gadol that he can make shoes is a helim. But lidach mitzad the shoemakers, they don't know better. They're doing everything. That's their capacity. That's what they have. That's everything they have. They give. They just can't. The capacity to take the chacham gadol is be'en erech to what the chacham gadol is alei. So these are the three kvutzos. Kvutzah which wishes things never change. Kvutzah which is very, very happy to the change, but they stick their guns and they stay the shoemakers. And the kvutzah which is totally becomes a shoemaker, it becomes all about the chacham gadol. But it's about the chacham gadol. It doesn't yet capture what the chacham gadol, the essence of what the chacham gadol really is. This is stama maisa, a baba maisa, but it could be a main mashal for the difference of asiya, yitzira, and bria, the way it is in aveda. Elam asiya, a neshama from elam asiya would be a yid which does what the Eibishter wants. His seichel and his midas is avde befkera nechale. He wants to be a veltshid. Elam ayim ustan teira mitzvus. So he does it and he conforms nicely. And the bottom line is vidar Eibishter vil, but he's completely not involved, completely not invested. Fakert. He wishes it could be different. Asiya osa miloshen ma'asin. The Torah mitzvah is forced upon him. He wishes things could have been different. Prana hechera madrega, elam ayitzira. He's not only doing what the Eibishter wants, he's involved and invested, mitanavim, mitayira. But the problem is that it's only his tzura, it's only what he's involved in. It doesn't capture his very essence, who he is. And that expresses itself in a number of things. And number one, that he's stuck in his teva, he still stays the original person who he was. For example, let's say he worried to be a marashchera, so he stays a marashchera. But has a marashchera, which is involved in order to have yira to the Eibishter. And worried to be a maralavena, so he stays a maralavena. Elamai, but instead of his freilichkeit being in Yani Elam, his freilichkeit is applied to Yani Elikus. Worried to be a seichelik person, so that's how he stays. But seichel involved in Kedusha, he stays his teva, he stays the same person he was before. He stays begidrei hanivroim. He stays with the definitions and limitations he had before. But Elamai, within his limits, within his definitions, he gives himself over totally to the Eibishter. And this would be like the shoemaker, which is involved and invested, but they stay shoemakers. But on the third kvutzah, Elam Abriya. Elam Abriya is that not only do my tzura do I give to the Eibishter, my etzem briya, my very essence, I give to the Eibishter. And Bria also explains why, because I realize I'm created by the Eibishter. My home is here for the Eibishter. And such a person throws himself up in the air, and he's totally for the Eibishter. And he's not just, I have who I am, and that me who I am, I'm giving to the Eibishter. No, I'm lechatchila everything for the Eibishter. And where to be, v'meila, there's no marashchera, no maralavena, and no this teva von seichel, no teva von midas, vi der Eibishter mund, vi der Eibishter vil azevet zayn. The Eibishter mund, ave, yira, yira, seichel, midas, whatever it's going to be, I'll do because I don't have an original mitzias, which is who I am, a certain gedder which limits me. And that within that gedder, I'm giving myself over to the Eibishter, brother, chamish king darim, from the Eibishter, vi der Eibishter vi lazevet zayn. But after all and said and done, al derech the shoemaker who throw themselves up in the air, but they're all and they become a shoemaker. They're in gansen here for the chacham gadol. But like we mentioned over there, that the shoemaker is nechalam isis. What they take from the chacham gadol is a shoemaker takes from the chacham gadol. And in gansen nish the chacham gadol alone, al derech zeh nasachas achmer from them benidin didan. That this yid there is in gansen for the Eibishter. Aber der Eibishter, aber via nivra geht sich weg from the likus. Is it in gansen nish via likus is alone. Likus alein is afisa sametzias. By the Eibishter alein, there's no room for the nivroim. Period. The Eibishter is beyond and transcended the whole musig of a nivroim. But that's the way it is by the Eibishter alein. When a nivra tries to come to the Eibishter, it's not shayach that a nivra mumata lamaila should understanding things as a nivra and processing things as a nivra. Should be able to, by emzal zichopling and behimsha process, the Eibishter, which is way, way beyond the Nivra. If you can't put a 8 ounces in a 7 ounce cup, in a Nivra, which is a Metzias, to say the words, you can say the words from today to tomorrow. By emzal zichopling and by emzal zich derherin, a likus, which is way, way beyond Nivroim. Achdus Hashem and Afisus a Metzias, and Eifan as Nishdok in Nivra, coming as a Nivra, from a Nivra, that it should be processed, to process it within himself is not Shaykh. So, on one hand, he's completely a barlikos in his bottle, and the legs are mer. Aber, ace nivra he can be. You can't jump over your head. A nivra he can reach the peak and the maximum what a nivra could dare. The Eibishter is beyond nivraim. The way the Eibishter transcends nivraim is not something which a nivra as a nivra can derheren and can sich by him upleg. And therefore, it's negay also practically. And even though he graduates the gedarim of the nivra, not limited to his specific limitation and condition,
Muhus nivra ken anish ha-reizke. He stays a nivra. He's a nivra, but legs a weg for him beira. In ganzen legs a weg for him beira. But it's still a dynamica too, a nivra was legs a weg for him beira. As l'chadchil nish doki nivra, even though that's by the Ebesher, that's true, by em, alza nivra ken zich dos nish ha-plegi. A practical implication for this is very simple. The Yid Neilam Ayitzira, we said, is limited to his Ava, or to his Yira. He can't switch between them. If he's limited to a certain condition, he's stuck to that condition. The Yid in Bria, on the other hand, is able to have either Ava or Yira. He's a Vidur Ebeshter Vil, but either Ava or Yira. He's not able to have them simultaneously. And the reason is very simple. Anivra al-tanivra, b'un zlegzich nishtop, how they could be Ava v'Yira together. They're opposites. Some people, most people, are limited either chesed or gevurah, and consistently either be just chesed or gevurah, and he can't switch between both of them at the whim. This person, since he's not mugder, so he could do chesed, switch from chesed to gevurah, gevurah to chesed, visa mansach. But it'll be gevurah to chesed to gevurah, that he should be able to have both chesed and gevurah at the same time. It's not shayach because these things don't go together. But the reason why these things don't go together is only because he's thinking about it within the gedarim of a nivra. Because he's still a muhus nivra. But the Eibishter Alein, the Eibishter is way, way beyond nivra. And the Eibishter Alein is a place where is beyond the nivraim, beyond the whole musogim of nivraim. But the Eibishter Alein can say sai chesed, sai gevurah, tzam and mamish, not only do we can switch between them, they're able to coexist simultaneously. Now, a nivra mitzad atzmei is never able to get to such a level. A yid, because a yid has an neshama, and a yid has in himself a place where he's taken out a nivra, he's a chelik alikami mal mamish. Is Ayid can dig the grunt of and Ayid is able to dig within himself and find in himself that he's a shtik atzilus, he's a shtik alikus. V'meile, he's not a niver which is connecting to the Ebeshter, he's a chatchila shtik Ebeshter, he's a chatchila shtik alikus. And when he's megala, such a level, when he's megala, that chelik in his neshama, so his bittul is on a whole different degree. Not a niver of his legs to chavek for an Ebeshter, which is then sof kol sof, mehus nivra, but rather eis nivra shtik Ebeshter, beyond all the limitations of the Nivra. As they said, Bechlolis, very Bechlolis, the difference between Atilus and Bia. In our Sikha, the Rebbe discusses this in a different Sigmund, the difference between a Shliach, the three levels that there are in Shlichas, and an Eved. The lowest level on Shlichas is that it's I'm a completely independent person. The Maisa that I do is Mesiachis to the Meshalech. This would be Al Derech. The Rebbe doesn't say it in the Sikha clearly, but Al Derech, Elam Asiya, that I'm my own person. My Maisa, I'm conforming to the Chacham Gadol. I'm conforming to the Ebesha. I'm doing what the Ebesha wants. But ich bin eigene Metzias Mamish, my Seichel, my Geschmack, verdet noch my Metzias is mine. I'm doing Bepil Mamish what the Ebesha wants. There's a second level in Shliach, that the reason why my Maisa is Mesiachas to the Meshaleach is because my Keach HaMaisa is Mesiachas to the Meshaleach. My keiach ha-maisa belongs to the Meshalech. The mele of the asiyah, which comes as a result of it, is also misyachas to the Meshalech. This would be reminiscent of Elam Ayitzir, that not only my pale mamish tuich is in line with the Ebeshter, my geshmak, and my seichel, and my midas, aber only my seichel, only my midas, only my outer layers. My very core, my very essence is noch geblieben meiner. But on the hechste level of shlichus, that the entire person, the klolus of the shliach, is kemeisei dam shalech. Uvemeile the maise mis misyachas in mishalech. This would be reminiscent of Eilam Abriya. As the ganze mensch is the ganze mensch is far neighbors. The ganze mensch is bottom messias. The whole person, as he became ace shoemaker, ace regular person, as in ganzen far neighbors. But after all, and said it's none, man can optail in the words of the Rebbe, man can tail in zwischen the shliach and mishalech. Baharaya, when it comes to other things, is it a eigene mensch? In other words, Valvifula Nivra Lake Sahavek, Naveda, was meant us? That even Vifula Nivra Lake Sahavek for an Ebershin, a few of an Elektsach in Gansen, to the extent that he graduated the Gedorim of his specific being in Nivra, and he became no more his original limitations. Vos the Ebersh Revu is as far as the Nivra Lake Sahavek for an Ebershin. Vemela Vialikus Lake Zahabe and Nivra. The Ebersh Alin at Ichbem Nishabgalit. And this is the Chiddush of an Eved. An Eved is Azah. Was is geworden in ganzen, it's not anymore a nivra was legt sich weg von der Ebersten. Da hat in ganzen ungeworden sein eigener Metzies. Here is no more Metzies. Es hat viel über an der Ebersten. And what is he? Echot min nichts erjaden. Was er bringt sich a reis in a loche,
that Masha Kone Evet Kone Rabbi. The Rabbi quotes in the order from the Rashba that it's Bederech Memela. In other words, not that there's a dynamic of two and Evet and the Evet's Kenet and he has to give it over to the Odin. The Odin's Kenet Blechatchila Bederech Memela because the Evet has no Metzias for sich. Er hat den ganzen ungewonnenen Metzias und Lechatchila ist Ayod Arichte von dem Odin. Now, Derech Zan Aved, it's not anymore a Nivir was laid to Chavek for an Ebershin, which then was, it has the limitations of Fort, Sivelikus, there has to be a Nivir, not a Likus alone. For and a Likus alone. And a Nivir is a Hechitimse, who a Mitis a Likus brings to Chareset. It's come that it's very geschmack that in the beginning of Siv Gimel, the Rebbe highlights that a Yitz Boto, why is a Yitz Boto? Because he's Mizbeinen in Gadlus Akeel. What's the Gadlus Akeel that he's Mizbeinen in? That he realizes that Amitis Amitius von Alt is Alikus. In another area, there state, Ms. Bainan, the Abish is Bligvul, the Flaw, the Remimus. Here's a different Adgosha. And Luchor is Meduyak. Were it to be that you're a Nivra, you realize if you're not a Greiser Abish, there's a Greiser Abish. So you can become more bottle and more bottle. But there's no way of skipping the fact that you're a Nivra, which is bottle to something else called Beta. Why should that transfer? You could channel your Matthias, you could invest your Matthias. But there's no way of you transforming your Matthias. The only way that you can transform your Matthias is if by realizing you never had your own Matthias. In other words, the only way of becoming an Eved in Aveda Baruch Nisinyonim is by realizing that you were always an Eved. You were never a Matthias Farzich. If your starting point is a Matthias Farzich, so you can become more bottle, more bottle, more bottle. Yisiyah, Yitzirah, Briah. But your peak will be Avi Anivra Leitzachavek Faralikus. You have no way of graduating the fact that you're a Nivra. The only way of graduating that is by realizing that you don't have to graduate. You are like that all the time. And you're always a shtikal likus. Like I mentioned earlier, a yid has a neshama, and a yid become an eved after mizich. The gruntaveni, the neshama and gefinnen, as mezanin alam will give an avodim for an ebushin. Mele our connection to the ebushin is now via nivra lake zichavek for likus. Melachatchila achelik alikam imal mamish visa brings a chareis doin them built. Now, Kamuvan, there are many, many differences between these levels in Aveda. But the Rebbe, in our Sikha, the Rebbe highlights the difference in how much they could express their Tekef in Aveda Hashem. Ubehektim, Tzidua, that on one hand, Iker Aveda Hashem, Dav Zayim Mitech Bittl. On the other hand, Tarni Zanki Skupani Dresses, two bottle, to the extent that you let everyone trample you, is also Nishkindere, Dav Zayim Agavisa Tekef. But that Tekef is a little bit of a dangerous route because expressing your Tekef could sometimes spiral out of control until your yeshus and mitzis is getting in the way. And that would be a big, big deal. There has to be a certain zehiris, and I wanted there should be a Tekef. But it should be obvious that it's only a Tekef for an Ebrish and an Achas or Shalom, you have to let your own Tekef take over. That's the Minyan von Har Sinai. Iker Dinyan von Har Sinai is Bittl. Sinai, the Mokich Mekoltaraya. Ebazay, so maybe do it in the valley, why Dafka Mountain? Hagufa, you have to be bottle. But not bottle to the extent that you're in a scupa any dresses. Sardana har, arbitzam midam har Sinai. So it's always a very tightrope, very fine line, on one hand expressing a certain takeif, but on the other hand not letting that takeif get out of control. And how much you have to balance that takeif, Vazana chilukt between every one of these levels. And we're talking about the lowest level, Ahid, which is an Elam Asiyah. Which is the lowest level of shliach. He's doing what the Eibishter wants. His kech ha-maisa, the titzo, the peil mamish is for an Eibishter. But he's a completely independent person. Er tarnish ba-vaizen, kein tenuaf and takeif whatsoever. By him, zayn yeshis is a zeh shtark. Zayn matzis is a zeh shtark. That were he to express any takeif, any hagbo, we don't know where am I taking. And so ken garzayn, that the hezek will be more than the teelos. But mainly he has to be completely bottle. And completely zechavek legi nefazait, and he can't afford to take the risk of expressing any takef and hagabor, any har whatsoever. Elam ayitzira, ahid which is involved and invested in a geshmak and elikus. The second level of a shliach, which is keich hamaisa, part of his character, part of his personality, is already on board. But there's still the netzim mitzias is still way, way behind. He's allowed, since he's already more invested in elikus, he's allowed to show some kind of takef, he's allowed to show some kind of hagabor. But he needs a shtark as a hiddus, a shtark as yog that it shouldn't go too far. And him, he would be the equivalent of Har Sinai. Ah, Sinai, a bitl, a har. But you always need right away the zahidus that it's Har Sinai. Bria, third level of shlichus, a yid which is totally bottled to the Ebershah to the extent that its entire mitzias is for an Ebershah, with the caveat that it's heavy, a nivra legs a chavek for a beira. And he's dov visa is misad a beira alein. So he's able to be, he's there can have a meretz kifus. And there are vainly cares of Hiris.
And this would be, like the Rebbe says in the order, a hohor. One night we don't have to mention Har Sinai, hohor, just a mountain, not skiffus. He's able to go further with his skiffus. But even then, it's hohor the mountain. It has to be a remes, there has to be somewhat kind of balance, some kind of holding yourself back, because Vibald, so he has to keep it in check to some degree. So the lowest level is no tkifis, the second level is Har Sinai, the highest level of shlichis is Hohar. Shankim, when we're talking about the Yid for Natilus, when we're talking about the Evid, we're talking about a Yid which is in ganzen ungevaren zemetzis, and it's b'chal nishken nivra. So the chatchila ashtika oli is a chelik alikami mamash, chelik alikami mamash, v'isa b'rein tzachareis, that's a level of behar, mountain. Tkifis onkin siyogim. Tkifis onkin agabolus. Because there's no, when it's a nivra v'z legzach avek v'an arbeira, is there fanana chashash there? Since it's a v'an nivra legzach avek v'an arbeira, it might go out of control. V'se chatchila v'yalikus shpilt zich durchem. Se chatchila shchina v'an v'deberes m'tech greine. El v'yalikus v'an nizgala. Is bemele, there's no siyogim whatsoever. Zayn tkifis l'chatchila v'tkifis v'an alikus. Bemele can go unlimited. Maybe the rabbi doesn't mention this in the sukha, but maybe we can compare it to, look at many stories al derech ze. Maybe one that we can compare it to is the famous story that someone once came to the Rebbe Marash and asked him about his derech and filling zich mit abreitkeit. The Rebbe Marash answered, petach, petach, I don't remember exactly the lashon, but the teichon was for who else was kesev zov created for. The Rebbe sometimes compares this to the Maimar Chazal that l'indiv rezov elu b'shul beis hamikdash. And l'chura the kavanah is al derech ze. When on nivra, when you still together nivra, so there always has to be a certain siag. How much you can let yourself get carried away? Hidvas imam shabel to shiyid. Be very careful. Hidvas is merer angel like tenalikus. Is able to afford his achlos nabisul, but vati has to have a certain siyagim. Filu hidvas state neilum abriya, which almost says is the equivalent of a tzaddik sheini gomer. He also says he's able to bahar hahor. He's able to lozach gain abisul. But he also has to have certain siyogim, because we don't know where he could take him. Shenkin ben Sedetzich ben Ayid from Behar, Ayid from Atzilus, Ayid which is a Eved Hashem, and not a Shliach, is b'meila b'yem, is doesn't need any siyogim whatsoever. It can have an Ashiris, and it can have an Rachvis, and it can have an Tkifis, because the Ashiris and Rachvis and Tkifis is a hot, is as nish zayn Ashiris, nish zayn Rachvis, nish zayn Tkifis, si v'leikus l'chatchila b'reng z'chareset. Based on this, so the Rebbe explains a few things in the parsha Bahar Bechukesai was Kumen Areis Asach Asach Gishmaker late above mentioned word. Number one, the shidduch between Bahar Bechukesai, L'chur Bahar Bechukesai, Rishena, Bahar Bechukesai come together in one parsha. It means they have a similar teichen. The teichen is like the Bavustu Vort Malshantiv expressing the name of the Sedra. And Megitzah Hakuk, L'chur their garden, not only they're not compatible, they're garstir. Bahar means the takeif and har. And Bechukesai, Chukim, Malek Zachavek, Mifrashtetnish, Malek Zachavek, is that true of a bittle? So thus is takeif and thus is bittle. How did they come together? As I Bashkof Arishen. But the Rebbe says that based on all the above mentioned, is a Zer Zer Klor. And not only are they able to come together, not only they're able to pair them together, but rather they're Teitzoa Enef and Zved. Ubehektim, to understand a little bit better than the Kudif and Bechukesai. Gorba Pashtas. Okay, says the meaning of chukim. What's chukim? I'm verstehen nicht. Malik zeh weg van neighbors and to do it. Was zeh der neighbors to gehesen. But Rebbe says when you're medayik, veranda atifra word. Rebbe says there's a difference between a gzeira and a chek. Doing something that you don't understand, that's a gzeira. The mitzvahs are not called gzeiras; they're called chukim. And it's bidiuk. Shteitn look at itera. Gebracht in chesedus bechlau. The chukim is meloshen chakike. And chakika is as chakika is an engraving, and there's a big difference between ksiva and chakika. Ksiva, when you write something, so that which you write becomes one thing with the paper to the extent that not always could you erase it, but it's still two things that are coming together, more together. But it's two things that are coming together. Versus in chakika, it's not two things which are coming together. You write the aleph in your chakik, a aleph in a luach, so there is no aleph that you put on the luach. The ganze aleph is a shtick from the luach. Al that is a chakika shows from a bit of the meibishin to meibishin in a way of gzeira, like zechavek, in a way of ksiva, you come together, but it's still two things that are coming together. Chakika is taishat, there is no more two things coming together. For a nordam elyim. And the tachten is peace and parcel and hechitim sevider elyim brings zechareset. And all that is a dor etzich vegan. Like the way you mentioned earlier, gzeira might have been something like asiya or yitzira. Ksiva would be something like bria. Anivra was in ganzen farm beira, but it's still a dynamic of two anivra and abeira. Chukim is atzilus. Anishdokin livra, fran norder beira. Und der Nivre ist nicht kein anderer Sache von der Beire. Sa ashtika likus, was bringt, sa ashtika likus, wa hechitim zavua likus, so sich Ares bringen. And that's the bitul, which the Ares gebracht in the meaning von Chukim. And when you're ma'ayin, the protein of Chukim, it's masimim lekolze. But again, the Chukim steht, that ain't lecha reshus lahare lachareo. And the Rebbe's medayik as follows. Chura, the point is, you can't think. You know, so say, va'al tahare lachareo. What does it mean, ain't lecha reshus lahare lachareo? El ma'ay, dokum tereis azeir tifa vort. We're not saying shut your brain off. We're not saying don't think. We're not saying legs a chavek and a tenuah for kabbal sale. First of all, you should think. You should be a thinking person. You should mishpatim for another zaken. You should think. The Rambam says not only you should think b'chalal and everything else, but not b'negei achukim. Even b'negei achukim you should think. And the Rambam brings two variations. And the other that ever brings from the Rambam, the Royal is Bainabam, Lit and Tam, think a good, you know, some kind of reasons for Chukim, even though obviously from the very fact that they're Chukim, no reason that you will think will come up with will capture the essence of the Chukim. On the flip side, Faram Biyudim, why they're Chukim, why they don't make sense? Which means our Seichels, it's not that we put our Seichel aside. Our Seichel's alive, and our Seichel's kicking, and our Seichel's thinking. And nonetheless, you should have a Seichel. Your Seichel should be functioning. But in the don't let your seichel get in the way of chas v'shalom giving a chalishus in the mitzvahs. Use your seichel, but the seichel where it's negia, to think about the chukim, about the reasons or why it doesn't make sense, but that very same seichel shouldn't get in the way of chas v'shalom causing any chalishus in the chukim. The shayich hazazach. This is the difference, is a bri or atzilus? Is it two which are coming together or one? As ha'nibra v'slech z'chavek v'ram beira. So I have two choices. I can take away my seichel. But if you want me that my seichel should be here, and it should be tailor-made, well, once my seichel's here, it's out of the bag. And then my seichel tracht. If you want my seichel to think about the chayk, bal yumalit, then it's also going to think that it doesn't make sense. And bal yumalit, that will cause some kind of chalishus. I'll do the mitzvah anyways. I'll do it, mit al hidurim. But that it shouldn't affect my gishmak, it shouldn't affect my connection to the mitzvah, vis a shaykh. In other words, so if I'm hus nivra, so I can take away my seichel. But to keep my seichel here and tailor make my seichel vidim el yamon l'chud is not shaykh. Shenkin if I'm a yivul chukim, I'm not a nivra v'slek zechavek v'am beira. I'm the chatchila shtik beira. And my whole matzis is v'alikus b'ring zecharei sechilik alikami mal mamish. Odemot is it's not about v'seichel nem telikus. It's rather v'alikus v'il the seichel zol arbatin. V'meila v'alikus v'il ha-seichel zol v'ashtein de chukim. V'ashteter. Alikus v'il ha-seichel zol v'ashtein ha-duchukim. Don't make sense. V'ashteter. Alikus ha-revil nishta de-seichel shol zol maharaz ane de-chukim. Is there nish maharaz? It's exactly tailor-made, perfectly fit v'idr elyon v'il. And again, this is only shayach when it's milmaila lamata, when it's v'idr elyon shtel z'chez and seichel. When your seichel was v'il nemen alikus, so the way you take alikus will be limited to v'idr seichel is. And you can't press start and stop. So it's a fort. And once a fort, can it's fort and neged l'har erachara. When it's an even from chukim chakike for our northern melion and the melion spills a chesed, so that most can sein seichel, and is verandert seichel. The seichel is dabei chol atekev and a good seichel and a starker seichel. Or by this seichel alone is punkt wie der Eberste will. Da will er so trachten, tracht sich. Da will man so nicht trachten, tracht er sich nicht. So kommt es, der bechukei side, the idea of chukim, showing a very, very deep bittel to the Eberste. The bittel, not of the highest, not of shliach, not even of the highest level of shliach, but rather the bittel of evet. Not a bittel be ein of a slik zechavek for an ebishin, but rather a bittel von a bittel as erz lechatchila ashtik alikus. Was das der Rebbe sehen von Chukim? As a bittel der Rebbe can sein bahar. Since bechukesai, not only these two parashiyas are not as tiru zelo zelo, but shlimin zezu. As a faran bechukesai, as a faran a bittel, such a penetrating bittel, such a bittel as a nisha, a dynamic, but that it's not a dynamic of two, but rather it's a dynamic of one, but mainly can sein bahar. Because I'm the greatest taker. Unon kin siag, not har sinai, not hohor, behar alein. While aza bitul can erase man and aza greatest taker. L'chore, sa'aveda gedela. I mean, neshamas d'atzilus is usually the equivalent of a tzadi gomer. And ro'akach baruch b'tzadikim shemuotine. Nonetheless, the Rebbe says that in a certain sense, the aveda shayach to each and every one of us. And as follows. As mentioned earlier, you can never become an Eved. The only way you become an Eved is because it's already inside of you. The fact that it's inside, which means that it's in Be'emes, B'amitas inyanim, it's in each and every one inside of us. Each one of us, we all have a neshama, and our neshama is really chelik alakami ma'al mamash. The way we consciously know our neshama, the way we associate ourselves with that neshama, it's in a way of alikus nasa nivra, it's malmata lamayla. It's in a way of maximum, v'anivra leitzach avekafe alikus, far alikus. But b'amitas inyanim, b'amis, we're b'un shayin tashtika alikus mamash. And the Rebbe says, that is a yid v'shteit in asiyah, the yid v'shteit in yitzirah. It's a yid which is only the first level of shlichus, the second level of shlichus. And he comes to a situation where he has to express a certain tekev for alikus. Where is this tekev really coming from? In his conscious mind, it might be coming from his nefesh b'amis. Or it might be coming with, it might be contaminated from the nefesh b'amis. But mainly he has to have siyogim in place. But ba'amit is in yonim, that tekev, he's not a tzaddik gomer, he's not a yid for atzilus. He's a shliach, and a lower level of shliach. But that level of tzaddik, that tekev that he has, were you to isolate it ba'amit is in yonim from banish tamtis, so from the neshama. So from the tekev from alikus v'shteitin them, v'meil of arshteitzich, that yena tekev is b'emes, he has other things which are tagging onto it. V'meil, he has to be careful. That tekev is a tekev b'livu. And that tekev is a tekev from alikus. And that tekev is a tekev was a gabi yema dvelt king shum nisht visas mokim. V'meil, two things. Number one, we have to know we have that tekev. When we use that tekev, so nothing can get in our way. Yom golus hatu v'nishkein balibatishkeit. We can endurch firin, altvas mendarf.